All right, guys, before we get back into the show, I want to talk about something I think is really cool. I'm talking about The Hunted Encore. It's an action, comedy, rock, musical, mockumentary web series about New York City vampire slayers. Winners of more than 70 awards at over 50 festivals, The Hunted Encore ranked number 4 in the USA and number 27 worldwide in the 2018 Web Series World Cup. That's pretty fucking impressive, if I say so myself. The cast and creative team features albums of Broadway shows such as Hamilton, Dear Evan, Hanson, and Hadestown, television shows such as Empire, Ray Donovan, and The Affair, films such as Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Hook, and radio programs like This American Life. Right now, there are 2 seasons available on the Fantasy Network. The total runtime is about 90 minutes. Visit thefantasy.network and search for The Hunted Encore. And, also, discount podcast fans can receive 20% off any Charging Moose Media soundtracks or albums at the link that's in the show notes by using the code DISCOUNTPOD at checkout. So, be sure to drop them a line on Twitter at ChargingMooseNY or by using hashtag HereComeTheVampires and let them know Discount Podcast sent you. Thanks, guys. And actually, just to sell you on it a little bit more, if you've liked the music that's been playing in the background, that's from the series. So I'll turn it up here for a bit, and I'll give you a little sample, and you can see what kind of stuff you're going to get. So that's all, guys. All right, enjoy the music, and then we'll get back to the show. Just say goodbye. I hope you cry. You mess with the vampire sign to die. After all these years, we still persevere. Blood's in short supply.
Don't call me. I told you I will call when I need prescription filled. What is wrong with you, brain dead? He's like, "You really gonna do me like that?" And I just looked at him and went,
"Are you really gonna do me like that?"
Yeah, and...
The best thing I found to play with was the lamp. Joey, for quicker results, hey, go fuck yourself. I bought this game after my wife left me for another man. Turd burglars.
Somebody did translate, so I guess we'll get to that.
Okay.
Dope.
Anyway.
Awesome. Hello. Welcome to the Discount Podcast. Jovi, can you turn that down just a smidge?
I can.
I am your host, Anton, with me, Jovi, obviously.
Hey.
Mike.
Yo.
And Extreme Rules, 2009. Go for it. Promo package, sync it up, doesn't matter. John Cena, chokehold. Bam.
And we... a big show.
And before we started, we were looking at a card that somebody had written.
Yeah, somebody hand wrote a complaint card, like a blank greeting card, and sent it to some retail pharmacy. And it's old people handwriting, and it's almost as bad as doctor's handwriting. Almost. It's real fucking close. But somebody, that somebody being whoever posted it that owns the group, would you like to know what it actually says?
Yes.
Don't call me. I told you I will call when I need prescription filled. Someone called this morning, told me doctor refused to fill prescription. Whoever is a stupid liar. My caregiver picked up all prescription. What is wrong with you, brain dead?
I don't know what's wrong with you, Phyllis.
Also, the front of the card just has a huge ladybug on top of a leaf on it. Like very childlike crayon drawing-esque. Which, why would you pick that for a complaint?
Maybe that's what you had laying around.
Probably. Old people always have blank cards laying around.
That's the old switcheroo, right? She lures you in with the the sweet little ladybug and then just rips you a new asshole. Like, what are you, stupid idiot, brain dead?
From Winnipeg, probably.
Which also means their caregiver probably signed them up for a save-a-trip-esque program or auto refills for their own sake.
Right. Do not call me. I call when I need prescription fill.
Which is funny because those same people who yell at us about that will also call us and be like, well, where's my prescription? Nobody called me. And we're like, you said nobody should call you.
Yeah, like you've told us.
Well,
to
how
stop.
Am I supposed to know when it's done? I guess you
tell
just,
me.
You come in. I don't know. What? I can't call you. You don't want to give us your email. We definitely can't text you. So I don't know what you want. Well, no, I don't want those robocalls. Somebody should just call me when it's ready. I'm like, I don't have the fucking time. I don't even know who you are. Who the fuck are you?
That's not how it works, man. I guess Ryan said that to somebody the other day. And he was like, well, I don't understand. Why can't you just order this for me ahead of time so this isn't an issue? And he just looked at him and was like, because I can't remember 700 individual patients and their needs every day. So,
right.
Sorry. And apparently that kind of shut the dude up. Like, good. Fucking slow your roll,
dick. Yeah, it's like you'd think people would be able to understand that...
They are not the only customer you have.
Again, this is why every single fucking person needs to work retail for at least a year in their life.
Yeah, fuck that 2 years in a minimum military.
So they can get the fuck over themselves.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at Target for almost 11 years.
I was
so
going to say, too fucking long.
So fucking eat me.
Right. No. Speaking of Target.
Can we not?
It'll be quick. They stopped carrying Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
You'll never guess what the straw that broke the camel's back was as far as reasons to stop carrying Pokemon cards.
Let me sip my tea.
A man in Wisconsin threatened another man with a gun in a parking lot after a brawl over fucking Pokemon cards. Also, of course it's Wisconsin. God damn it. Why are we Florida 2.0?
We're not. I resent that comment.
Wait, is it a Floridian or is it a Wisconsinite?
It's a Wisconsinite.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, what, like I'm going to be here defending Florida as a Floridian?
That's why I said Floridian. It in a worried tone. I'm like, wait, are you defending Florida? You never defend Florida. Nobody who's left Florida defends Florida.
I mean, generally, no. I don't know, you might like it. No, you're fucking batshit crazy. Maybe Florida would be a perfect fit for you.
No, I
fucking
will not.
Snowbirds. On a note of bitching about working in a pharmacy and snowbirds are the fucking worst regular customers to have in Wisconsin. Because they will call you all mad that they just got back from Florida after being there for 3 months, and why the fuck, when I asked for my refills, did they fill it in Florida?
Because...
I'm like, because we don't know where the fuck you are. What the fuck? Yeah, it shows it filled it in the one in Florida. Where'd you fill it last? Well, Florida, but I'm here now. Did you specify that? No, I just called the automated system and put the RX number in. Well, the RX number is attached to the one in Florida. Well, that's dumb.
No.
And then you get that, you know, the white guy blink and shake your head gif. And you're just like, okay.
It's like, no, I think it is you.
Yeah. I've had to very politely tell people they are the idiot in this situation so many different ways and so many different times.
Yeah, I don't bother anymore.
Like,
I just say no and then just say one moment and walk away.
As no, for the pharmacist. Click.
I go around the corner, there at the counter, and I, not even quietly, I very loudly exclaim what my problem is and why I'm not going back up there to deal with it.
I'm not dealing with that. This is a pharmacist deal.
And then somebody else will go up there. I just don't, I've almost snapped on a couple people, just like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, that one dude had his pain meds or whatever, and
yeah.
The whole situation with the doctor, and I was like, you need to call the doctor, and he was like, no, you call them, I don't have time. And
I guess you do.
Just be like, motherfucker, if you
make
want
time.
You want your controlled substance, you'll make time. I bet you damn sure will make time to make that phone call.
And we get that a lot, too. Did he do the thing where he's like, well, I've filled it here before. I don't know why you can't call a doctor. And because I have to be not, like, it's a controlled script.
Because it's not my fucking medication.
Right. There's also
what?
That.
Yeah, I'm not taking it. I don't care if you get it or not. I just care that if you do get it, it's correct.
Right. It just has to be correct and legal. And I hate to tell you, buddy, it's borderline illegal for me to call your doctor on a controlled medication refill.
It's just not,
that's between you and your doctor.
Yeah, it's not our fucking part. It's also not our part to call insurance companies and argue with them as to
why
you need the medication.
I've stopped doing that for people when it's like, it just says invalid birth date, and then we tried it a million ways, and it keeps coming back with invalid birth date, and I'm like, your insurance has the wrong birth date for your son, and they're like, that's impossible. And I'm like, well, then you can call them. They're like, can't you call them? Hell no.
That's not my fucking problem.
Hell no. How did you not make sure your insurance had your son's correct birth date at some point? Because. We've got one that's been stuck because of an incorrect spelling of name error for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I had that one once.
And because we were blatantly like, no, you call them. Because how the fuck are we supposed to give them your information if it's clearly wrong?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, what's the patient's date of birth? 10/20/82, for example.
Yeah, and they're like, we don't have anyone there. Like,
okay, well, that's what it is. So, yeah.
How about this first and last name? No, I don't see anything. Ugh.
Okay, well, they're paying you money, so.
Yeah, like, I have their card right here. So if you could find them, and they're like, well, I don't have any history for them. Is there anything else I can do for you? Which immediately pisses me off.
There was a.
Oh, my God.
We had a patient call yesterday, and it was a refill on a pretty strong control.
Oh.
And she's like, yeah, I need a refill on this, I guess. And she's like, I called my doctor's office and asked them for the refill request. They told me just to call the pharmacy directly. So I'm calling, and I'm like,
doctors can suck a dick on that.
And
one.
I was like, but this is a controlled substance. And she's like, I know. And I'm like, I can't refill this. And she's like, I didn't think so. And I'm like, your doctor's office has a bunch of idiots working there.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I thought so. I don't know. It sounded weird when she said it. And I even clarified the medication and was like, it's for this. And she's like, yeah, call the pharmacy.
Oh, yeah, they're super dismissive of their patients with that shit.
And I was like, I hate to break it to you, ma'am.
You gotta call them.
You're just gonna have to call them back and, like, not get off the phone with them until they understand.
They have to do it.
Yeah, right. It's their job.
Oh, you know what their absolute worst solution to that is? Mm. Calling in, then, through voicemail, multiple scripts for the same thing, and then telling us just to store them on the profile. And I'm like, do you know how many factors in this getting lost in the system there are?
Right.
Somebody could accidentally close it for the, you know, the fact that it's a controlled substance and you shouldn't have more than one on file. So, like, there's that. Also, you can get insurance errors up the yin-yang because these are being put in multiple times. It could take us up to 3 days to get this sorted and store the 2 of the 3 that you sent in. Like, I get it. They're busy and it's hard, but also fucking same.
Yeah.
Like, you just, y'all. All of you are just standing around waiting, waiting for something.
The amount
to
of people that are like, "Oh, what's taking so long? All you have to do is slap a label on a bottle." And I'm like,
yeah, it's not
right.
Really that
I
simple.
Just go over to the bottle of any random metformin. I don't have to check that it's the right manufacturer, that you have any allergies, or that it was prepared by your doctor 30 days ago on your 30-day script, and
I don't actually have to verify the dosage either, strength. I can just grab a bottle.
Just grab something, throw it in there, slap a label on it.
What is it? You said methylprednisolone?
Yeah.
Methylphenidate is what I grabbed? That's close enough.
It's fine. Whatever. No worries.
Which, absolutely not fucking close enough.
Yeah, no.
Methamphetamine, whatever.
Yeah. Basically, like, dude.
Yeah, no.
MDMA,
no,
here you go.
That's like when people call for. Sorry, go ahead. My bad.
It's not even like, you know, shit gets lost too. And the thing is, I don't. It's people and they think. Well, you've talked about it before. How long it takes for the script to get from the clinic that's 15 feet away from your counter.
Oh,
to
like
the
30
pharmacy,
minutes sometimes.
And you're like,
to the point we will walk over there and just be like, can you just fucking write it?
I didn't. I told you, but Mike did not hear. We had so every day. We get a lunch from 1:30 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, on a side note, there was a complaint up on the bulletin board I saw yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody pissed off because they showed up between 1:30 and 2. And
too
they literally
bad.
Said...
on where there's the... I'm sorry. There's probably a sign
that
says,
hey,
go fuck yourself.
We've been doing this for almost a year.
Yeah, there's like 4 signs that have been up for the entirety of the damn near year. I think we're like 2 weeks away from a year.
So she came... apparently they came through and in the review it says, quote... The fact that you close the pharmacy from 1:30 to 2 for lunch is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah. How fuck us for getting to eat food.
Right.
And fuck you guys.
I'm sure I mentioned it before. There was the one guy, like, 3 months into it that stopped somebody from the clinic and one of our managers to say the same thing. Well, I can't believe they're just stuffing their fat faces instead of helping people who need help.
Motherfucker.
And we all came back from lunch like, A, fuck you. B, yeah, I don't know, fat or not, I was stuffing my face because I only have fucking 30 minutes to eat in 8 hours.
It's like, you know, God forbid. Yeah, there's a dedicated time to eat warm food if it's supposed to be warm and not have to, like...
Oh, yeah. If you have to microwave anything, you really just have a 10-minute lunch.
Bryce show up with a breakfast sandwich to work. I get there at like 8 when we open. That sandwich is not gone until like 11:30. Like, I'm still, you know what I mean, just taking random bites of it because it's just in between everything. And that's how it was before, you know, the lunch break. But I digress. What was my original point? I got sidetracked on the...
You got sidetracked to the complaint.
The pharmacy. Yeah.
Right, so 1:30 to 2.
What about it? So, lady came in 12:30, something like that. And there was a mix-up with her script. Like, it wasn't written. The directions were wrong. So they had to get a new script. The one pharmacist offered her 10 capsules of what the medication was. She didn't want that. She wanted the doctor to write a new script for the full 30 because she was leaving for vacation tomorrow. Oh, so Jesus, she had Christ. To have it that day.
Then pick it up where you're going on vacation. Fuck off.
Let me. Sorry. To which we were, sorry. We were sorry. Both like,
I got heated.
Why don't you just pick it up where you're going? They can just fill it. I'm sure there's, you know, a pharmacy near you where you're going. Refused to fill it there. So then the pharmacy manager came back, and at this point she had left, called us twice. We'd been on the phone with the doctor's office twice. We still didn't have the new script. So she shows up at 1:20 and is, like, wanting the script, and the one pharmacist is arguing with her, and then the manager comes back and he's arguing with her, and he ends up giving her... a 5-day supply or whatever, so basically of like an emergency supply or a partial.
Sorry,
he spent half his lunch arguing with this lady.
Jesus fucking Christ. See, that's when I just go, no, we're closed. I've done that to so many goddamn people.
That's what the other pharmacist does.
I just close.
If somebody walks up after that point, he's like, I'm sorry, this is my last customer. We're closed from 1:30 to 2.
I shouldn't even
be here right now.
If there's a customer at the counter at like 1:25, we will put down the fucking thing, the giant metal shutter. We'll put it down until it's just above that customer's head.
Yeah.
We close in 5 minutes. This person's going to take 3. If you walk up here and you think you're being helped, that's too fucking bad. We close drive-through at 1:27. You can fuck off. No.
You do what you got to do, man.
Well, we get a half an hour for lunch, right? And we've talked about this before. But it's not a true half hour.
No, because it's entirely dependent.
They expect you to leave after 1:30 and come back before 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's dependent on who you've got in line. It's not great.
Oh, my favorite part was dude came up and was like pulling the thing down. He just stares at me and I'm like, technically we're closed and it's 1:32. So to me, no, fuck you. We're fucking closed. Now we've shaved off another 2 minutes off my lunch. It's going to take me 2 minutes to 10 minutes to get food. No. He's like, are you really going to do me like that? And I just looked at him and went,
are you really going to do me like that?
Yeah, and that's, right. I was about to say it, and our pharmacy manager was like, I'll take care of it. And as I'm clocking out, because we have to clock out on the fucking computers or the Talzons now, which is stupid, but anyway, I hear the guy go, yeah, so I picked up this medication, 3 weeks ago for my wife, but, like, she doesn't need the rest of it because we're about to change her dosage. I can return it, right? And he went, no, we don't return things. Once the medication leaves the pharmacy, it's yours. And he went, are you serious? And he went, yes, sir. Mind you, our pharmacy manager is soft-spoken as fuck. So you really can't argue with him? Because why would you? He's just very, like, to the point and quiet. Mm-hmm. And dude went, and almost threw the prescription levels of flailing his arms and stormed off. And I'm, like, trying not to laugh my whole way to lunch because I know he's 3 feet away from me right now. Oh, it was great. He came back from lunch. I was like, did that guy really throw a fit about not being able to be helped after 1:30 and then did that anyway? And he was like, yeah, it was actually pretty great.
Fuck that guy. Moving right along.
No, don't you want a word from Jack?
Yeah, but there's, man.
Oh, is it the big heckin' news?
Fuck you, Steve!
Oh, there it is.
Fucking New Jack died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 58?
What the
fuck?
Yeah.
And of all the things, I think it was a heart attack that took him out, right?
Yeah.
New Jack. The most indestructible man in wrestling next to Joey Janela.
He stabbed a dude in the ring once. tried to murder a dude.
Once?
He stabbed him, like, in the back, like, fucking twice or some shit, because he came in all hot-headed and thought he was better than he was or some shit. And,
yeah. I think the dude, if I remember right, the dude had said something akin to, like, he ain't shit because he's just a shitty hardcore wrestler, which is definitely, like, a thing among a lot of wrestlers, where, like, hardcore wrestlers don't count because they're not talented. They just do spots, or they're just spot monkeys.
Right.
And, yeah, don't say that to New Jack, or, you know, should not have said that to New Jack, as it were. Nobody has a chance anymore, which is probably better off.
You got a Ouija board.
I ain't talking to him through that thing. Yeah, I'll somehow get stabbed by whatever's nearby.
I was really, like, I was shocked. We were sitting here, I was playing a fucking game, and she was just like, New Jack died. I was like, are you fucking serious?
He was like, you're shitting me. No. And I was like, yeah, I just...
You ever watch that, that Vice mini documentary they did? Oh, man.
I haven't watched the one on New Jack yet.
It's so fucking interesting. It's just him being, like, specifically on that incident where he stabbed that dude in the ring.
Oh,
he tells the whole
thing,
and he's like, yeah, I fucking stabbed him. Fuck him. He had it coming. He shouldn't have, like, the dude shouldn't just doesn't
care. Shit. Like, talk shit, don't get stabbed. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
He's very much, like, cut and dry. This is, you know, this is how I am, and I'll fucking kill you for that.
Which is funny, because, like, we shouldn't find him impressive, but he's impressive in, like, a really dark way. Where you're like, how does he exist and somehow isn't dead or in prison?
Yeah, just, like, that level of commitment enough actually kill you.
Right.
In real life?
No, like I will fucking kill you, and everybody's like,
not at all in kayfabe?
He's not lying. Oh, speaking of New Jack, why? Oh, Talking Smack is Saturdays. Okay, that's why. Paul Heyman's trending because he did a tribute to New Jack, and I would play it, but it's on my phone, and it'll sound like shit, and it's 2 fucking minutes long, so...
Oh, shit, I'll play something off my phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, you know what? I don't really know that I want to play it. Did we talk about the... Nope, that was this week. I ordered from Wingstop this week.
And... Oh, the chicken bullshit? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, with the name on the bag and all that.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were talking about, like, that dumbass shortage that people are...
Oh no,
that's definitely a thing, but I haven't seen it yet.
To me, it's hilarious, because I'm over here like, good, fuck you, I'll eat something else.
Oh, wait, hang on, I should probably,
Yeah, unding-ding. Even though I think there was something else we were going to touch on, but oh well.
Yeah, I don't know. So I order food for Joey and I. I pick it up. I'm waiting in the lobby. I was told when I got there it would just be a few minutes. They were just waiting on the corn.
I mean, honestly, that is food service talk for whenever the fuck it's done, shut up.
Right, mm-hmm. But there's a line, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
So
you don't say a few minutes when it's going to be over 10.
So I'm, I was standing there waiting, and I keep hearing them say, like, oh, Aphrodite, Aphrodite, whatever, whatever, and I don't know, and it's just they keep saying it, I can't figure it out, and it's like 20 minutes later, I'm standing there, and they finally call my name, and on the bag, I see my name, and then they wrote Aphrodite, which they didn't spell, you know.
Oh, my God.
Correctly.
Yeah. It was
Aphrodite.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were going to have F.
And it was
like,
A-F.
Afro, like, the hair.
It wasn't
it was A-F-F. It was A-F-F.
Aphrodite, I believe.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
So, they send me the, and the food sucked.
Oh, my God.
The sauce
coverage. This is the first time that it really fucking blew my mind how sad I was about this. It was the first time I put a fry from Wingstop in my mouth and wasn't like, hell yeah, Wingstop fries, and instead was like, oh no, this whole box is going to taste like this. What shall I do? And then cracked open their ranch, like, thank God they have the best ranch on the planet, because I'm shoving these potatoes in my mouth one way or another.
I need that starch.
I'm eating them. They were all fucking soggy and cold as shit, and sorry, you were going to go about the sauce coverage, which... I think yours might have been
abysmal?
Even worse than mine.
Yep, not great.
Woof.
Yeah. Good thing we didn't order biscuits. I wouldn't want to ruin the rolls. I don't want to ruin the rolls for myself. I know they contacted you. Was there an ultimate follow-up? Did you complete that yet?
Nope, not yet.
Would you like to tell the story?
Nah, man. You did it again. You just took it away.
All right.
Anyway, anybody got anything else interesting?
We're getting the sponsorship?
Yep, this is how we're doing it. Fuck Wingstop.
It's an interesting way to go about it.
I don't even like their food. I don't give a fuck.
Dope.
Their wings suck.
I don't think I've had Wingstop, so I can't confirm or deny that.
Sucks, don't eat there.
All right.
Definitely don't eat the one on Good Hope. It's bad shit, man.
I can do that.
All right.
Damn. What? No.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from movies. And tonight...
Tonight!
Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing, listen to us at EILFM.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Dem Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Dem Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Once again, you guys should try being dead. It really
man,
negates the void.
I tried being dead a couple of times, and I'm still here. So.
Oh. I just booty cheeks, man.
Why does that keep happening when we come out of the void? Why? I don't understand.
I enjoy
is it,
it
a sign of reassurance?
I don't know. I don't understand what the booty cheeks is about.
Maybe it's sarcasm from the void.
That'd be fantastic.
Speaking of booty cheeks, sorry.
What?
Oh, Jericho ass hanging out.
He's just showing off. He knows.
You got that booty, though.
I want the computer's open for a reason, there, Mike. I wanted to show you something.
that drugs. Is that what you were talking about before? I think you mentioned something on a game on Steam.
A different game, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. So periodically, what I like to do, one of my favorite things to do, is like once a month. I'll get on the Steam and I'll just search for anything under like $5 and just see what's there and then rack up, you know, 30 games for $15 and just mad stack my library.
Oh, we do the same shit with the PS4. So.
Yeah. The issue, though, is that because I have downloaded such games as Hoonie Pop and Deep Space Waifu and
whatever you bought, was that last week? No, that was on your PlayStation. I'm sorry.
Other dirty games.
Oh, yeah. So because, I mean, you buy one and it just wants to recommend all of them to you.
Hey, you fucking weeb-ass neckbeard.
So I came across one today in a queue.
Okay.
That, and Jovi saw this.
I did. I thought it was this one.
And I just couldn't, you could just show this on Steam now, apparently. Like, there doesn't need to be any kind of a... a wall or anything. You can just
straight up just.
So if you're sitting at home and you have a Steam account, or even go on YouTube and look up the trailer, and I won't be on YouTube.
No,
you can Google it, but your search results will be skewed. search for VR hot.
It's just awful.
We are 25 seconds into this is where I clicked out last time. Oh wow! Whoa!
What the fuck?
Just going for it,
bro.
How long was that dildo?
That was not long. You couldn't fit that in there.
No.
So okay.
Oh my god.
And how much is this?
This is a $40 game. Yeah. This is a $40 game. I mean, look, those tits, that right there, that looked great, right?
And jiggle physics.
Yeah, the jiggle physics are pretty good.
It has is jiggle physics.
I'll give it that.
Well, what else is it gonna be?
For anybody not looking, one of the screenshots is just you gently cupping a titty. And one where you're just like that one finger to the chin as it goes up, you know, that power stance.
Yeah, it's just it's, go.
You, the trailer includes what? I'd say at least 24 boobs.
Yeah. I don't think you need a Steam account. I think you can just go to Steam.com and look through the store. I might be mistaken.
Probably. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Just look up Steam VR hot.
So
something will happen.
Beyond this.
Good luck.
I was like, oh, okay, well. Let's look at the, because Jovi asked how many downloads it had.
I want to know how many downloads there are.
An insane amount.
Yeah,
I couldn't find it.
That info's just not there, which seems silly. Like,
I'm sure it is here. I just can't find it.
It would seem like something Steam should have.
So
is it because it's early access or something?
Maybe.
So we decided to go to the reviews to see what kind of issues were there and what people liked about the game. Can you guys see the TV okay? Can you see the text?
No, I'm blind as fuck, but you can read it.
Oh, I can't make this bigger. The control thing doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, on Steam.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to read a few reviews.
And I quote.
For you. Okay, so this is the first one. Mm. Not recommended. 0.4 hours on record, okay? 0.3 at review time. So this dude did the review and then went back for like another 15 minutes.
So yeah, it was 15 minutes and then he went back for another 15.
Something like that.
Ish.
So had to reset. Oh, thumbs down, by the way, not recommended.
Yeah, you said that.
May 8th. Had to reset 7 times trying it out. Movement is not smooth and every time I took one way, the movement glitches out. I try to touch something and the arm flips around and freaks out. I quote, tell the hottie, end quote, to go to a position, and the interaction sucks. I tell her to, quote, kneel down, and she puts her arms in weird positions, and if you try to interact, she flips out and doesn't do anything. Not worth paying $40 for. Needs major fixing.
Followed immediately by?
A recommended thumbs up. 1.8 hours on record.
Oof.
It's a solid starting place. Incredible customizations and just general baseline stuff, but it does need a lot of work. Optimizations to start off with. Next, I would say tighten up the physics because right now everything feels wobbly and loose and hard to interact with.
Jokes.
The best thing I found...
That bitch loose.
The best thing I found to play with was the lamp.
He didn't fuck the hot bitch. Wait, what?
That's what they
tell
call me.
The hottie? Was that the
yeah,
cue?
I'm not going to keep going with that one. These were not here earlier.
No.
Earlier, it was mostly negative reviews.
Yeah. Also, if y'all don't feel like looking it up, VR Hot is basically like you fucks.
It's just a porn game.
You are, dude. One of the like parts of the trailer is you looking down at your dick all proudly. And then, like, you just start inserting dildos into women.
Can you what?
Can you not be, like, can you only be a guy? Like, does it specify?
I don't know.
Probably.
No, it doesn't, but yeah.
Oh, me, I'm, to be fair, I'm totally...
Not gonna play this anyway.
That? And I would actually bet money that this is only tailored towards guys who... Let's just
are not
honest.
Getting laid.
Yeah,
are not getting laid.
So I really wouldn't be surprised that you wouldn't be
hey, fuck you, Dylan.
You wouldn't be playing as you know a female, but
right?
Just as someone who enjoys playing female characters in games, I'm honestly just curious if that's an option.
I don't know, it's generally what I default to, is female characters. What's the point of being a dude? I'm a dude in real life.
I was like, I do that shit every day. Yeah, it's like, not interesting.
No... let's see.
That's why I'm a dude in most games, because I'm like, oh, shit, I can customize my facial hair? I don't have facial hair. I want to do that.
Some games let you do that even if you do play female.
Ah, that's the most beautiful games.
Okay. I got two more.
Okay.
First one, thumbs down. Not recommended. 1 hour on record. Looks very promising and exciting for future VR games in this category. But yeah, it is seriously unplayable. The amount of BS you have to try to do just to get models to sit still will make you say forget it. Now, if it was $5, I could do that. But for now, you will be disappointed for $40.
And wait, he's not getting off because it's too expensive?
No, he's not. He's not saying it's not worth it to spend that to get off. Which I also
saying,
don't know
like,
how
he's
you're
not
supposed
getting
to jerk
off because of the expense. Porn, yeah, also.
Porn's free.
You'd have to get, bro, you'd have to get an entire machine and use like an Arduino
to
fucking relay it so that like your fleshlight would auto suck your dick to the rhythm of the game screen. But then you'd have to input the you'd have to code the entire machine. And at that point,
God,
bro, just say hi to
exactly
a woman.
somebody is working on exactly that, and I hate that idea. Also, a friend who shall not be named has done a very specific thing that I think I had mentioned to Anton before. He will wear a VR headset, go into VR porn POV of a blowjob, and then get a blowjob from his wife.
Okay.
While looking at some porn star in VR.
Was she into that?
She is, so like,
okay, then
I don't,
what's the issue?
No, I don't care. Like, they're into it. But I remember mentioning it to you and just being like, would you be into something like that? Because I was very, like, confused. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
that.
I do remember that because I was like, I mean, I'm not, I wouldn't be opposed to trying it, I guess. But, like, just, I don't know. I've never done it.
It's like, I don't have any.
I just remember your instinct was, like, mostly not a fan.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I think I'm, like, way too. For just the lack of a, I can't think of a better term, just like sensual like that. Like, I would not want to be like that external about it.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? Again,
then
I haven't
done it. Yeah,
so.
I was like, I have no frame of reference. I have not tried this, but.
And,
I think I've looked at VR POV porn at all
I don't
once.
Need Batista looking at me like this
right
now.
Right now? Yeah, no. I think I've looked at POV VR porn as of once in our shitty headset that is somewhere.
If I'm being completely honest, sorry, it just popped into my head. I'm not 100% opposed to trying to play this game. I just don't have any VR, and nor am I willing to spend the money just to fucking find out how ridiculous this game is.
And see,
that's
the thing.
Part of the problem, yeah.
Again, if it was $5, like, who is this? The Puppet Master? I doubt that.
Oh, sure.
If it was $5 and
I
had an Oculus.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I would buy it and I would try it out.
Mm-hmm. Like, can I really smack an ass in VR for $5?
That game that I did buy, Gray, the first porn game that I saw that was like had a graphic trailer, and I was like, that can't actually be like just porn. Are they showing this? And then bought it, and it turns out it's actually like a really involved puzzle platformer.
Oh, like what is it? House Party that the Grumps played?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I mean, this is nothing like that, but like.
No, sorry, it was just a porn-esque game with a deep thing. Go on.
You play a little robot, and you have like 5 or 6 levels of puzzle platforming, and then there's like an interlude where you're in this dream world and you have a human body, and like you're aware that you're a robot, and there's a lot of fourth wall breaking, and like, why is this here, and why am I having sex? What is this? Is that a penis? Why do I have a penis? It's very meta.
Oh my god.
It's pretty fucking funny, actually.
Excuse me.
I want to end it on this review.
Yes, dear.
Just because I'm gonna need y'all to not look at the screen.
I can't read it anyway.
Which one? Is it the one that I just read?
No, it's not on the screen.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna need y'all to not look at the screen.
I'll look at Phil.
Okay, so this is the best one.
Hello, Philip.
Recommended. 0.7 hours on record.
Jesus.
I bought this game after my wife left me for another man. I lost everything and thought I would never be able to interact with a human woman again. This game is giving
apparently.
Back my confidence. Now I get the companionship and love I need. 10 out of 10. Love you, Lisa.
Holy fucking shit. Holy shit.
I just booty cheeks.
Holy shit. I'm sorry. I'm pouring a shot. I can't handle that. Are you fucking... That's got to be like a parody review, right? That can't be real.
I'm hoping that's a troll review.
That has to be a troll review. For fuck's sake. Please? Please let the beat... No.
Like, I mean, I maintain, like, it's interesting.
Right.
Right.
I just...
Dude, even I'd be interested if it was really good and I could be a dude fucking somebody. Like, yeah, I'd... As somebody who's, like, basically non-binary, do I want to know what it's like to have a dick? Yes. That sounds interesting. To, like, test out for a hot 24 hours, but I don't want it all the time.
Can't confirm.
It's not, like, the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's fine.
Yeah.
This, like, dude, I can't, this I, shit, Jovi pointed this out earlier and I can't get over it. That first review, I reset it seven times.
He took the time to reset it seven times. So determined to fuck in VR that he reset it seven fucking times. In 15 minutes at that, apparently. Now that you've added the time played. Seven times in 15 minutes, which means he opened it, it fucked up, he opened it, it fucked up, for 15 minutes. But then went back?
Yep.
Did he have the same experience? Did he get to fuck?
Probably.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
What we're not being told is that person's computer specs, because maybe your computer is just a piece of shit, because that game, to be honest, looked like it was probably really, you know, like RAM intensive.
Oh, sir, there are reviews that mention specs.
Yeah, that's the one I read.
Oh, the... Oh, yeah, it runs good on my
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, he's got a 7-quad processor. I'm like, go fuck yourself, dude. No one needs that.
Where is it here? few glitches, but generally working well on my 2080 Ti with Reverb G2.
Yeah, tiny dick energy, bro.
This one? Oh, wait, no. Where is it? That's the sad one. Oh, here we go.
That one, yeah.
This game was running on my PC with specs of RAM, 16 gigabytes graphics card, GTX 1660, 17 quad, i7, excuse me, quad-core processor. Yeah, eat a full bowl of dicks.
What the fuck?
The only issue I had was my virus checker thought one of the game files was a virus wonder war and stopped the game running. Once I sorted that out, the game ran no problem. Still
needs
some work.
Once I gave permission to this fucking sus-ass game to access my files, I got to fuck.
The game still needs some work where closed collisions are concerned, plus a bigger closed library would have been nice, but it's a little limited.
God.
Maybe an add-on for this would be in
the
order.
The point of the game is to not wear anything and just get fuck.
Right. And, like, how deep into... what's his playtime? Hang on, what was his playtime?
No more content, so sad.
That dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, no more content.
What was his fucking playtime?
7 hours.
Jesus fucking Christ. 7 hours. Wait, when did this game come out?
Like,
I need
sixth?
This... just one more question answered. When did this game get released?
I think it said the 6th.
May 6th this year.
Oh my God! So in, what fucking day is it?
Well, when was the review?
It is May 15th. That review?
Within a week. Yeah, does it say when it was posted?
It's in the more reviews. I gotta look at all of them. I gotta go back to the page that I just fucking left.
Sorry.
Let's see.
I need to do the math here.
May 12th.
Okay, so it was...
3 days ago as of recording.
So 7 days. So
within a week, he spent 7 hours.
No, within 3 days, I guess.
What?
Oh, yeah, at least six.
Yeah, because between releases.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
It doesn't say when
this.
He downloaded it, so, like, God, if that was in one day. Anyway.
Hey, penis.
Dope.
Either way, from release to a week later, this dude.
Let me full screen this.
7 hours on this game.
I didn't
actually... Yeah, that's where you turned it off, was with the fucking blowjob right before you got to the dildos. What is with the wiggle physics of the dildos?
Wait, hang on. Take that back. Did you see that? Wait. Look at the detail right here under the cheek. You see the dimples and the imperfections in the skin?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, where it would be wrinkled and folded all the time? Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty good detail. That's impressive.
It's the little things.
He's just really into that screenshot right there.
It's the little things, man.
This is awful. Can we move on, please?
Also, nobody fucks like that, but whatever.
Can we
just... up awkward shit?
Can I just pull the blinds open so that everybody can see that we're looking at this particular game?
No, can we just stop looking at that game, please?
Oh, man. That's a gay old time. I love that.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
I'm sorry for everybody who couldn't see it. I hope the audio was good.
They can look it up. Go look
it
up.
Oh, it's so awful and hilarious. And the reviews, good Lord.
It's good stuff.
I wish you could reply to reviews, like public comments in Facebook, because I would be like, bro, wait. When were the 7 hours between release and now? Was that like one chunk? Because
an hour a day.
Yeah, it was an hour a day. You could have spread it out an hour a day, and honestly, like that would be respectable ish. Even on the lines of incel bullshit, I'd be like, an hour a day spent on a VR porn game, that's could be worse. But if you just fucking 7 hours straight.
That's kind of the bummer about Steam, is that it publicly announces the shit you're playing and how long you've played it for, and you're like,
oh, you remember when AIM did that?
God, can you get off my fucking dick, man? Can you, like, not tell everybody that I'm playing Deep Space, that, like, I beat Deep Space Waifu and all the expansions.
It
like, 100%.
You, yeah, it took you, like, what, 2 months?
Something like that, but, like...
The game itself wasn't bad.
Like, yeah, if the game's fun, that's one thing.
Yeah,
but. It was fun. It's a good
like, shit like that where it's like there is no content. You're just railing people. Like,
right.
Yeah, that's not...
loved how many people referred to a good start to the genre.
Yeah, it's
I'm like, no.
It gives me optimism for future
VR,
games.
VR porn games? Yeah, dude.
Fans of the genre will recognize...
Fans of the show.
Oh, that reminds me. Total respect, Ella Darlin, one of the first major VR porn channels, and she actually optimizes because she knows how to build equipment, mics and cameras and lighting to
Action.
Work with VR. So not only is she a porn star, but she's an engineer, and I just ups, Ella Darlin. Go pay for a shit. I think she's fun.
I panicked so bad for a second when you said mics, like equipment. I was like, no, don't involve me. Leave me out of this.
Yeah, she pays for multiple mics to hang out.
When's the last time you watched VR porn?
Me?
I know you have that expensive. No, Mike. I know he has that expensive setup.
Never?
He's got the rig with the haptic vest. I know. He's got the surround sound.
With the hooked up auto sucker.
Yeah.
To the whole machine?
Like, I don't...
God, that's gonna happen someday. I hate this.
You said...
This is probably the only moment in my life where I'm like, I'm so glad I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Hey, I know you got an expensive rig, so when's the last time you watched some VR porn? When's the last time
like
you...
2 minutes ago, apparently.
Just did. It was really fucking weird.
When's the last time you busted in cyberspace? The cyber nut.
When's the last time you did that, dear?
You guys didn't see it, but I jerk off a lot when we're in the void. Like, furious.
Well, I mean, what else is there to do?
There's not much, honestly. Enjoy the silence.
Depeche Mode.
No.
That's one Beast of those mode. Songs, goddammit.
No, I'm not accepting that.
All right, fine.
I'm not accepting that. Yep. I'm not taking that.
Do you want me to catch us up on the Sheik?
Yeah, actually.
As a quick out on this VR porn conversation, we moved it.
Why would you
want
to move on from VR porn?
I don't know. See, I bring up great conversations that promote GC, and she just wants to get away from it. The DP and me.
You know what it is?
What? Oh, okay.
You know what it is, Darren?
Fucking bullshit!
I know, and I'm sorry. I had to move away from the VR porn. To read you some shit from our buddy, the Sheik. Of course, I'm going to give you the new Jack tweet, because of course there was one. New Jack Bubba, you party A to the Z, and forever you make me laugh. I can't believe you gone, Bubba, damn. Like, actually, that's really sad.
Yeah, sad
like,
Sheik.
As far as, like, things she can say, that's actually really sad. Like, oh, that's right. Y'all crazy asses were friends.
Sad times.
Like,
moving
else?
Away from that. Give me some good cheek.
For quick results, go fuck yourself.
Hell yeah.
For quick damn, that's like a double whammy.
Like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
For best results.
Sorry, not sorry, go fuck yourself.
Fair.
Put me in front of anybody and I'll break their fucking neck.
It's awfully...
Okay.
Impressive. Oh, here's one of the ones where you want to know what he was up to when he said it. Fuck the screen share. I swear to God, he consistently has to be being called by scam artists because some of his fucking angry random tweets very much sound like he's in the, like, active process of dealing with a scammer. And I'm like, God, he's old enough to have fallen for one or argued with one.
He done falled for one.
He done, yeah, I know, I don't know why.
He done did it.
Yeah,
he done
I know what, why I went and default that, but I don't doubt that somewhere in the world, multiple scammers I've talked to the fucking Iron Sheik, and if somebody could get me that fucking audio, holy shit.
That would be great. I'd love
Bubba,
to hear
that. Are you trying to steal my info, Bubba? Like, I want to hear that. I want to know. I need to know.
We'll pay good money.
Yeah, like, no, for real. I know y'all are scammers, but you got that audio, though. I'm going to send it from, like, a ghost account so your ass can't figure me out. Or, like, I'll just send cash via envelope and good luck. But I need to know. Anyway. sorry, I'm, like, scrolling and finding good ones while I'm talking.
Scroll faster.
In layman's terms, go fuck yourself.
All right, to the point.
Didn't you read that one last week?
Maybe. No, that was 2 days ago.
He wrote something very similar, seems like.
He does that a lot. Quite. Speaking of very similar tweets, 2 days ago, jabronis are fucking jabronis, hashtag Thursday Thoughts.
At least you're fucking each other.
Inbreeding.
Don't need VR hut.
And here's a tweet that I want to know what the fuck happened. Fuck the Evergreen tweet. Now, Evergreen was that ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal, right?
Okay.
Sure.
So that means something was trending for some amount of time. Because he does this thing where he'll comment on trending topics, and unless you know that something's trending right now, you have no idea what he's fucking yelling about. So that means the owners of the Evergreen tweeted something, and he was so on the pulse, which is weird for the Iron Sheik, so on the pulse of social media to tweet about it.
I mean, the Sheik does keep up with pop culture.
He's really good about it. It's fucking weird, man.
So much meat. Look at all that meat. Oh, that looks great.
And let's just go simple and easy for the last one. Everybody shut the fuck up 4 days ago.
Fucking bullshit!
Good for Sheik.
Hell yeah, man. Sheik being Sheik.
Sheiking it up.
You can't ask for anything else.
Right.
As long as Sheik is being the Sheik, then, you know.
Oh no, what are we going to do when he passes away?
I'm not talking about that.
Sorry, so, my bad.
Yeah. Sheik fuck right being off, Sheik.
My bad.
Read his last tweet again, and then let's continue.
In layman's terms, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Joby, for quicker results, hey, go fuck yourself.
Earned.
Earned. I know it was earned. Is that the new Winds of Change? I miss the Winds of Change.
That was more amusing.
Yeah.
It kind
of
was.
I do miss the Winds of Change. Mostly because it pissed Jovi off.
Look, I gotta kayfabe it, man.
He's like, what the fucking guy? You still on this Oscar sound bullshit, huh? Yup, still on it.
You know it.
Hey, is that Hurricane?
Sure.
No.
No.
It's a dude that looks like Hurricane.
Looks a lot like Hurricane.
Holy shit.
Hurricane.
No, that's Christian.
We should just, like, pause it, right? Take a picture of it. And then she'd be like, at Hurricane Helms.
This you? New
what
phone,
the fuck?
This you?
Is this your son? Is this your secret fucking son, dude?
It'd be great if he responded and was like, no, that's Christian.
He would, though. Oh, fuck you. Now I have to do it.
See that, yeah.
The last tweet that was a screenshot
that's
of him
Phil.
That we tweeted, he answered. So, like, no, I gotta. Because that was when he was like, yeah, Royal Rumble this year. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, here.
Oh, we get to watch this again. Read the Joy. Ketchup Bible. Does that not say Mike's something? Is that homemade ketchup? Is
yeah,
that
homemade,
says?
I hope. Because that.
I read lemonade the first time, and that's why I was like, hold up.
At first glance.
I think it's homemade.
At first glance, though, my brain went, remembrance. And I was like, whoa.
I was like, damn.
All right, we're a little dark.
All right. Let us get on up out of here. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate your support. Love you.
Love you so much.
Be
thanks
good.
For dealing with us.
We'll see you next week.
Stay hydrated.
God damn it. He beat me to it.
Click. Penis.
Christopher Lambert here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like this show, tell a friend about us and be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you are listening on. It's the best way to help the show be found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. And Anton is at Grease Whistle. There can only be one. If you want to support the show even further, they have merch at discountpodcast.com, or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, Mortal Kombat, and ad-free versions of every episode. Good night, NPCs, and thank you.